It's been nearly a year since the total solar eclipse, centered near Carbondale, brought thousands to the campus in southern Illinois. And by now, many of our schedules have resumed to normalcy. But one international group, made up of colleges and universities, has not forgotten the many educational outreach activities that the university sponsored as a part of the eclipse. And the group is known as CASE, and it stands for the Council for Advancement and Support of Education. And CASE recently chose 13 universities among over 3,000 eligible to receive the Grand Gold Award for Excellence in Multi-Day Special Events. One of those awards went to SIU Carbondale. And Bob Baer, one of the co-chairs of the Eclipse Steering Committee, recently stopped by the studios of WSIU Radio to talk about the award and about what it means to the university and the area.
Scott Ishman and I were the co-chairs of the Eclipse Steering Committee. So we led a good-sized steering committee, actually, of I think we had, about 12 people most of the time on the steering committee, and it got a little larger towards the end. Now we've, across campus, we had up to about 150 people working on the Eclipse in subcommittees. And then we had on Eclipse Day volunteers helping, and a lot of partners from across the country, really, NASA, the Adler Planetarium, Planetary Radio, LSU, Louisiana Space Consortium, and those people numbered, I've heard around 1,500 and possibly up to 2,000 people helping us out on Eclipse Day to pull that off on campus.
So in a way, all of those people deserve a part of credit for this award, I would think.
Yeah, it's something that the whole community, the extended campus community, and all of our partners can be proud of.
Right. And again, the name of the group is the Council for Advancement and Support of Education, a nonprofit, 3,700 colleges around the world. And the award that we took is a Grand Gold Award, one of 13 awards. Now, earlier, before my mic was on, I asked you, did you see any representatives of this group on campus? And you said, probably not. They probably weren't here. It was an application submitted by some of our partners. Would you like to talk about that? And by all means, name names.
Yeah. Yes, the application for this was actually submitted by the university spokeswoman, Ray Goldsmith, and Vanessa Sneed, the Director of Events and Protocol for the university. There weren't any members of CASE that I know of on campus for that, other than Ray's a member of CASE. There could have been some others, but they really learned about this through the application that was submitted to them. And as you might know, there were a lot of applications considered, I believe around 3,200. Yeah, so 3,200 different applications from educational institutions. So it's a real honor that we got this. And I believe the news release said, 13 different institutions got the Grand Gold Award. But I believe SIU took Grand Gold, the top award in their category, the category that Ray applied to, which was special events. And this is for four events specifically. So we're talking about Eclipse Day at Saluki Stadium, the Crossroads or the Eclipse Expo, the Planetary Radio Eclipse Preview event, the Planetary, yes, with Matt Kaplan, the Planetary Radio Live event that was at Shryock. And then last but not least, the Comic-Con that was held in the Student Center, which I'm really excited. The Comic-Con's coming back this year. And personally, for me, I'm really excited that I get to go to that and enjoy it just as a spectator this year. You know, it's been interesting for me in the follow-up since the eclipse, talking to other groups that did events. First of all, you know, everyone who did an eclipse event was blown away by it. Everyone had a good time with this all across the country. But from what I understand, nobody's come close to the amount of events we did, the quality of events that we did, and the amount of people that we had here over those 4 days. It was overwhelming for campus, the level of cooperation and people working together leading up to this for 3 years. And then the day of, you know, the hospitality that the campus showed to those visitors is something people still talk about and acknowledge when they see awards like this coming out. They think back to what that day was like and how incredible of a time that they had on the campus that day.
Emotionally, what does and anybody that listens to you knows you don't do this to win awards or, you know, put a notch in your trophy case. You do it because you love education outreach. But emotionally, Bob, what did you do the first time Ray Goldsmith or Vanessa Snead, the first time someone told you we won this award?
Well, when I heard about this, I was surprised to hear about another award, really proud of the university for it, and shared the news with the rest of the steering committee. You know, this is literally something that the whole campus can be proud of. But it's just incredible to get this kind of recognition for the campus, and personally to see that kind of the recognition, the amount of people that we had to come in, that we had come into campus for the day to see the edutainment activities that we put on, you know, the science side of it, the human side of it, the artistic side of it. It was really cool to see that. And I'm really excited and appreciative of you know, the recognition that the campus has gotten and seeing all the people interested in education and what's going on here at SIU.
Right. And I'm listening very closely, and someone else, they might have thought you misspoke. No, you said edutainment. It's a hybrid word. Education plus entertainment. That's a great theme.
That's something that we came up with during the steering committee. I think Vanessa Snead might have actually come up with that term, actually, to describe mostly what we were doing in the stadium. So, you know, it was a five-hour event. We knew that people had to be kept interested, and you can't just sit there and, you know, give them a lecture for 5 hours or talk dryly to them. But we had Matt Kaplan as a host in there.
He is always fun.
Yeah, and you know, he was on top of things for 5 hours that day, and then he handed off to the Eclipse correspondents or the Eclipse reporters that we had in the stadium that day. Michelle Nichols of the Adler Planetarium did a great job entertaining the crowd, as well as some of our own people from SIU. It was just they kept things fired up and kept things really moving.
Yep. And, of course, Jeff McGoy. I don't know where that young man gets his energy. Wasn't it fun to see him, too?
That was great. And, I mean, who gets the students fired up like nobody else does here at SIU?
Yeah.
When we estimated our numbers for this first one, we kind of looked at we looked at how many people the campus could handle safely and tried to scale the events to that. This next one's going to be quite different because it's happening in April. It's not on Earth Day, but it's in Earth Month, you know, and so the feel of it could be a bit different. We won't have to deal with 95 degree heat, and I think it was 116 on the stadium field that day. So I do think, especially because of our experience and like you said, because of this award and other recognition that we've gotten, there will be a lot of people looking to us for what they're going to do for their Eclipse events coming up, because it's not hitting the exact same part of the country. Although it's going over us, this time the eclipse is coming from down in the Mexico, Texas region, and then going out over the northeast part of the country. So it's a different set of states this time that will have the opportunity to do these totality events like we did.
Okay, and of course, will this next eclipse, will we have more minutes of duration than the one that we had in August?
Yes, for this next eclipse, we have, I think, 4 minutes and 8 seconds of duration over Carbondale. And we're not at the point of greatest duration, but compared to the last time, that's almost double the amount of time in totality. So it's pretty exciting, you know, for some of us that had a cloud come over like we did, you know, in the stadium. It was almost like being in the middle of a movie, right? This cloud, you know, we got a glimpse of the eclipse, then this cloud blocked it. And it didn't go away until all the students cheered loud enough for the cloud to go away. So it was great. I wouldn't trade the experience for anything.
Any final thoughts in summation about winning the award? And I'm going to say, for once, I'm not going to let you be modest about this one.
Yeah, personally, I'm really happy to see this recognition. But again, for the whole university, for the area. This is something that just was, it's great. And I'm about as proud as I can be of the campus for pulling this off and everyone getting behind this idea and making this just an incredible time that we had last year with this total solar eclipse. And as we look around at school starting this upcoming fall, you know, as you look around, you'll see some of that same spirit in the same events we have coming up, the move-in, the, you know, the week of welcome and the startup events for the students. The SIU students really feel welcome when they get here.
Bob, congratulations again, you and the whole team, and thanks again for stopping by, and keep up the good work.
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin.